This is Fresh Air. Before many of the all-time greats of rock and roll, before Little Richard, before James Brown, before Jerry Lee Lewis, there was Escarita. Our rock and roll historian Ed Ward has a profile of the man that Screamin' Jay Hawkins said was the devil.
Rock and roll has provided a living for some people on the margins of society, and while they may not be the most vital rock and roll artists, their stories have a fascination all their own. People hear a record and get hooked, and then they have to know more. Perhaps one of the strangest rock and roll stories of all time was Escarita. For years, the few of us who knew of his existence brushed him off as a Little Richard imitator, but the truth is even stranger than that. Record like that one, Hey Miss Lucy, sounds like a Xerox copy of a Little Richard record. And indeed, it was made in 1958 when Richard was hot. But hold on. A couple of years ago, Little Richard wrote his autobiography. And as he recounted the story of his early days as a mediocre blues singer, he says, "It was around this time that I learned to play the piano." And who taught him? A gay guy, he says, a piano player named Escarita. At the time, Escarita was working with a lady evangelist who sold blessed bread. He was based in Greenville, North Carolina, where he played with gospel singers like Clara Ward and Brother Joe May. And when Richard heard him in 1951, Escarita was devoting part of his time to gospel and part to the circuit of Southern black gay bars. Richard says in his autobiography that he thinks Escarita was a better piano player than Jerry Lee Lewis or Stevie Wonder, and back then he very well may have been. One thing is for certain, he gave Richard two things, his piano style and his hairstyle. And Richard, never one to fail to take credit for something, admits it. In 1958, Capitol Records was trying to catch up with rock and roll. They'd signed their version of Elvis, Gene Vincent, and were looking for more. Gene Vincent's guitarist, Paul Peake, was from Greenville, and at the Owl Club there, he saw Escarita. He took him to a local radio station, cut some demo records, and played them for Capitol in Hollywood. They signed him instantly, sent him to Nashville to record, and released Rockin' the Joint as a single. This time, Escarita's piano playing was more enthusiastic than accurate, and the record sounded too much like Richard. He was dropped the next year, moved to New Orleans, where he performed at the infamous Dewdrop Inn, and continued to record. 25 years later, he was a legend. In New York, Billy Miller, who puts out Kix magazine, discovered that Escarita had been booked into Tramps, a blues club. Although Escarita was very paranoid, due in part to his drug consumption, he managed to trust Billy enough to tell him that his real name was S.Q. Reeder, Jr., that he'd spent some time in jail, had one eye, and that he was ready to become famous again. It never happened. Escarita was too unpredictable, too unreliable, and Billy says he was mixed up in some questionable stuff. Early last year, he developed pneumonia as a complication of AIDS. He died last October, unknown except to a handful of us who had been mesmerized not by his Little Richard sound-alikes, but by this record, something he tossed off in the studio. He called it Escarita and the Vula. Escarita and the Vula, recorded in 1958. I'd like to thank Gary Mollica and Billy Miller for research assistance on this piece.
Ed Ward is co-author of Rock of Ages, The Rolling Stone History of Rock and Roll. He also writes for the Austin Chronicle.